Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Hi guys, I'm Ben and welcome to today's English podcast. And today's podcast is a Correct the Mistakes episode. If you've heard this type of thing before, then you'll know what you have to do, but I will explain in case you haven't. I'm going to give you a couple of sentences, actually a few sentences, and you have to try and find the mistakes in the sentences, the grammar mistakes, and if you can, correct them. So what I recommend you do is get a piece of paper and a pen and write the sentences down and then pause the podcast and try and fix the mistakes and then press play and I will reveal the answers. So let's take a look. Number one, I knew my sister's boyfriend last night. He's a so funny person. Okay, I'll do that again. I knew my sister's boyfriend last night. He's a so funny person. Okay, that's number one. So write that down. And now number two. It's definitely not the most safe city in the world. I spent the whole trip to worry about thieves. I'll repeat that. It's definitely not the most safe city in the world. I spent the whole trip to worry about thieves. And that's it. So those are the two sentences. Well, there's four sentences actually, but there's number one, number two. Can you find the mistakes? I'll tell you that in total there are four mistakes that you need to fix. So give it your best shot, see how you do. And when you're ready, press play and I will reveal the answers. Okay, so hopefully you've had an opportunity now to write those down, try and find the mistakes and fix them. Here are the answers. Number one, I knew my sister's boyfriend last night. He's a so funny person. Two mistakes here. First of all, quite a common mistake is a misunderstanding of the word know. To know someone or something is a state. It means that you are aware of the existence of that person or thing. But it is not a fixed, specific action. Often the mistake is because in other languages there's only one word for both the specific moment and the state of knowing the existence of someone or something. But in English, there are two words. So if it's the specific moment that you become aware of the existence of someone, then it is the verb to meet. So this should be, I met my sister's boyfriend last night. The verb know is all about being aware of the existence of someone or something. So I met my sister's boyfriend last night. He's a so funny person. Well, with the word so, that's where the mistake is located. We should only use so if we're just using an adjective alone. So, he's so funny, that is correct. If you've put he's so funny, then that's correct, that's fine. But if you put the full noun phrase, which is funny person, then you can't use the word so. It's so with an adjective. But with a noun phrase, you want to use such a funny person. Because person is a singular noun, you need to remember the a. He's such a funny person. So, number one in full, I met my sister's boyfriend last night. He's such a funny person. Well done if you got one or both of those correct. Number two. It's definitely not the most safe city in the world. I spent the whole trip to worry about thieves. So the first mistake is with the most safe. The word safe is a one-syllable adjective. And when we are using a superlative, the most in this case, you don't need to say most if it's a one-syllable adjective. So instead of the most safe, you should put the safest. So it should be, it's definitely not the safest city in the world. I spent the whole trip to worry about thieves. In this case, it should actually not be to worry, but it should be worrying. It should be in the gerund, because we use the expression, I spent time, the whole trip in this case, to be more specific. I spent the whole trip, and then after that, if you use a verb, it needs to be in the gerund form. I spent 10 minutes cleaning the kitchen, or I spent 3 days learning to swim. Both of those use the gerund. It doesn't matter how much time it is. If you put time or if you put the specific amount of time, you need to use the gerund. So here, I spent the whole trip worrying about thieves. And that's it. So, 4 mistakes. How many did you find? How many did you correct? Well done if you got 1 or 2 or 3 or all of them. If you got all of them, very well done. And if you didn't get any of those right, then don't worry. The most important thing is that you recognize the mistakes that you've made. Hopefully you understand them, but also you can see that these are grammar points that maybe you need to study a little bit. So that's all for today's podcast. I hope you found it useful. Maybe it's revision, maybe it's something new, but either way, hopefully it's very helpful. Remember, if you have any ideas for topics you'd like me to talk about on these podcasts, or if you are interested in taking classes online with me, then you can find all my contact details on my website, which is learnenglishwithben.com. Have a great day, and I'll see you next time for another podcast.